Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, super important episode. Stop what you're doing and listen to every word of this. You are going to love it. But before we get into it, please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. At charliekirk.com/support, that is your portal to help support us. Our team, our researchers, our editors, the travel costs, everything around the production of the Charlie Kirk Show. You know, with all the cancellation and all the bad guys coming after people that are trying to tell the truth, when you support us at charliekirk.com/support, you are saying no to cancel culture. You are saying no to the digital assassins. You are saying yes to this program. And if you say to yourself, boy, I want millions of more people to listen to this program, I just wish my kids, my grandkids, my neighbors, and more students would hear what this show has to say, that's where it all is made possible, at charliekirk.com/support. As always, you can email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Action-packed episode, everybody. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for emailing us. And also, get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Can't forget that. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. James O'Keefe of the O'Keefe Media Group is now joining
us here live.
You're telling me this now for the first time. Telling me this now for the first time that we have James.
Welcome.
James, how are you?
Hey, guys. Look at this. Look at this. Three amigos here.
I know, right? Murderer's Row.
Murderer's Row. Yes. Good to be with you guys.
Project Veritas, we know, has filed suit. This is the organization that you were heretofore the face of. The money that was raised for this organization was largely through your efforts. You are now facing a potential lawsuit from them. And I saw you, of course, were on Timcast the other night. We've seen another spate of resignations from them. Are you able to speak to this directly, or what can you tell us as it stands right now?
Their efforts to shut me down and silence me from doing what I do, I don't understand it. And like I said on Tim's show, I've decided to take the high road and focus on my work, focus on OMG, focus on decentralizing citizen journalism. But I was terminated on February 10th from the organization I founded and spent so many years building the credibility of. So, I don't fully understand what's going on, guys. I have more questions than answers, frankly. It's going to take a lot more than this to stop me. The question is, why are attempts being made to stop me is the question.
Yeah. And if I could chime in, I mean, this is incredible. James O'Keefe for a decade does yeoman's work, and he builds this incredible organization, gets raided by the FBI, gets targeted by every organization, Bob Cramer, who is Jan Schakowsky's husband. He has successful hits on target against Pfizer, against HHS, against the open borders and the corporations. And now, I just saw all of you in the audience understand, James O'Keefe has a successful media company, OMG Media Group. And now James O'Keefe is being sued by the very organization that he founded. I hope everybody understands this. So James O'Keefe traveled, and I could tell you right now, building something is very, very hard. And very few of us out there really can say that I know what it's like to travel 300 days a year and to live out of Holiday Inns and Ubers and have death threats and people chasing you and
Why is it a bad thing to take black cars? I don't understand. Jack, can you explain that to me? Like, I mean, as you say, we spend $100 a day on a car. Okay, well, don't you have to understand what the total revenue you're generating from all those meetings in a day to understand whether So this doesn't actually make any sense. And that's why it's almost like it's designed to elicit a reaction out of me so that they can use my reaction against me, which is why I just want to keep going forward. Unfortunately, now I have to spend money on lawyers. And that's what this is really about, right? It's the process is the punishment, Jack. You've said that before about the FBI raid. Absolutely. The process is the punishment. And the punishment is the process. And this whole thing is designed to stop me. What the motive is, I don't know. And I don't want to speculate. But what I do know is that most people couldn't handle it. Because now I got to raise money to pay all these lawyers. And then you got to go travel That's around right. to meet with people to ask for money to pay, you know, to pay the lawyers. On O'KeefeMediaGroup.com, there's a link to a legal defense fund, which you can donate to. It's a 501c4 I'm not on the board of, but you can give money to that and it'll help pay my legal bills. I'm not going to stop.
I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what is life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Fear is the mind killer, and that's what they're trying to do to you right now.
Yeah, it's a mind killer. It's the process is the punishment. I just found out this morning, by the way, that the DHS has a task force with debunking teams to try to stop the spread of our videos. This is the Counter Foreign and Interference Task Force was attempting to debunk our videos. There's an email I just tweeted out that was obtained in the discovery of litigation. So the United States government is coming after me. My own former organization that I founded is trying to stop me from working. It's basically a slap lawsuit, which is against the First Amendment to stop a journalist from doing their reporting and asking for an injunction to stop me. So this is wild. It's all designed to sort of crush you and crush your will and crush your spirit. Psychologically devastate you. That's what they probably want to happen. But the good news is we have thousands of citizens that have signed up at O'KeefeMediaGroup.com, and I'm going to make a hard ask on your show. On our website, there's a legal defense fund. Now I have to pay all these lawyers legal bills to defend myself. And unfortunately, that's the problem with our justice system. And this was filed in the Southern District of New York, which is the same district that the FBI raided me. So I have to pay lawyers to defend myself and defend my staff and defend my colleagues who are also being sued. So I would hope that you go on our website and donate to our defense fund to help fight for the First Amendment.
What is the website, James, that people can support you at?
It's O'KeefeMediaGroup.com is the name of our company, and everything's on there.
So I just to reiterate, everybody, so James O'Keefe spends a decade. And again, I could tell you, no one worked harder than James O'Keefe. And I was crisscrossing the country trying to grow Turning Point USA, and James and I would be passing each other literally in donors' living rooms and airport terminals, red-eye flights. And James O'Keefe was putting points on the board, and we were doing our thing to organize kids on campuses, and James would come and speak, and he was growing, and he was growing. The sacrifice that he put in to grow the nonprofit organization, Project Veritas, I mean, it's unbelievable. He was, I think, vastly underpaid, vastly undercompensated. And now James O'Keefe is being actively sued by the organization that kicked him out.
And how much money is being used to do that? I mean, they're using money that's ostensibly was given to stop corruption. And then they're using the money to sue the person who's attempting to stop corruption. How does that work?
I mean, there would be no Project Veritas without James O'Keefe. James O'Keefe, again, would travel the world, put his neck on the line. He was sued. He was raided. And building things is really hard. Taking them over is not that hard. Taking over things, you just have to be willing to be awfully Machiavellian. And you have to be really parasitic. The left is very good at it. And do you know what's even easier than taking things over? Destroying something. It takes zero talent to take apart a bicycle. Zero. It takes a lot of talent to build one. You could just take a hammer and start destroying stuff. James, your thoughts?
I mean, I think a builder can if done right, a builder can indeed build faster than a destroyer can destroy. We stood up OMG in a few weeks. We have a CRM of 1,200 citizens who signed up to be citizen reporters. And as much as I'd love to tell you what's about to come out, I'm not going to, but it's so big. We're going after the most powerful people in the world, the most powerful people, most powerful interests. And I think it's a spiritual war. I said this on Tim's show. It's a good versus evil thing now. And the line is in the sand. I've never been through anything like this. I think it hits differently when the arrows are coming at you. Charlie, you've taken a lot of arrows. Jack, you've taken a lot of arrows. It hits differently when they're hitting you in the back. I mean, you got to find really strong people who are not weak, who are not corruptible, who don't care about just the paycheck, because that's what it's really about. I mean, people just take the paycheck. Well, you know, you got to follow your conscience. You got to do the right thing. And I think that as long as I do the right thing, and I keep trying to do the right thing, and there's a lot of good people in the world, a lot of good people in the United States of America, that it'll all be okay. But man, it's very punishing. And it's
James, we're with you 100%. There's a reason why in the final circle of hell, Dante said the deceiver, the betrayer, has the ultimate punishment. Judas, Crassus, and Brutus. And that's what you're experiencing, James. And that's why you launched on the Ides of March. Beware the Ides of March. I want to tell you guys about something every single one of you can benefit from, and you guys need to change. It's who we use when we go to get mortgages. Look, I balance a lot of stuff. I'm traveling all the time, my show, and I recently needed to get a mortgage to get something figured out. And it was a tough one, and I didn't want to go to those woke banks. My last mortgage we did, it was with a woke bank, and they were bureaucratic, and they donate to BLM and the gay agenda and all that stuff. And I said, what can I do to actually, and I said, of course, duh, hello, andrewandtodd.com. They're Christian. They're conservative. Our worldviews are aligned. They're fabulous people. When I needed a mortgage, of course, I went to my friends, Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at Sierra Pacific. And look, this is the first time I used them because, you know, we were just recently started doing stuff on the show and partners. I said, okay, let's see how it is. You know, we do a lot of things together. It's blown away. They respond within minutes. They walked me through everything. They took care of all those details I didn't have time for. And I said, boy, guys, I now see how great you guys actually are. Responsive. And yes, no more of this woke stuff. Stop using the woke banks. Oh, I want to refinance my home and I'm going to go to a bank that hates me. Stop doing that. Instead, go to andrewandtodd.com. So if you or someone you know is moving from blue states to red states, andrewandtodd.com. Have an aging family member that needs financial relief because you maybe a reverse mortgage, andrewandtodd.com. Are you self-employed and finding it hard to qualify or first-time home buyer? andrewandtodd.com. Again, what I love, again, I'm just friends with them, so I could tell you, I have no other reason to say this except that it's true. They're fabulous. They work hard. We go out to dinner together. They're great people. So don't depend on those woke banks, the big banks. They do a terrible job, by the way. They're funding all the destructive stuff. They want centralized bank digital currency. They're all part of the Great Reset. This is a group of guys. They do a great job. And stop depending on woke banks. For what I needed, I saw it firsthand. They got it done for me. And it was very complicated. It was a thicket. It was a maze. It was a labyrinth. And they said, oh, you got to do this and this. And I'll make this phone call. We'll do this and this paperwork. And again, these other banks that I deal with, it's like, here's 955,000 pages to sign. And they don't call you back. And they don't work weekends. I had a problem with one of the things on the process because it was one thing that wasn't filled out. And they respond on a Sunday within minutes. You're trying to get a response from a woke bank on a Sunday. You'll say, sorry, no response. So check it out. It's andrewandtodd.com. 888-1172, that's how you call them, and say Charlie Kirk sent you, you might actually get them on the phone. Again, they're value-aligned, honest, trustworthy, wonderful people. I use them, you should use them too. Super responsive, blown away, and I could say, if they're good for me, they're good for you. Love these guys. andrewandtodd.com, 888-1172. And finally, some of you might say, oh, Charlie, bad time to buy a home. I don't know about that. You should look what's happening. Commercial real estate is one thing. Private single family home ownership, it might actually stabilize and go up in the next year. If you're young, it might be the time to get in. Think about it, pray about it. But most importantly, go to andrewandtodd.com for all your mortgage needs. Great guys, andrewandtodd.com. There's so much happening here. And, you know, the Media Matters folks, they say, oh, Charlie Kirk is trying to have people use financial force against Target. Yeah, we do believe in boycotts, especially against major companies. that are outwardly grooming children. They say, I've become the face of the boycott. Awfully large face. I fully acknowledge that. Big head. But sure, I'll own it. Got a face for radio. But honestly, there's actually people that deserve far more credit than I do. And they are very talented. I watched this video. I say, this is great. And it's really something. So I want to welcome to the program. I might butcher the pronunciation. Forgiato Blow, did I say that right? And yeah. Jimmy Levy, or is it Levy? I'm sorry. Levy. Welcome to the program. The number one song in America. We got to play part of it. Do we have a clip for it, guys? Do we have something that we could play? Okay, I got to play this first, and then I'll allow you guys to riff. They beat out Taylor Swift, which is just amazing, and I fully support. Play a little bit of this song. Boycott.
They put a target on my back, but they're targeting your kids. They don't even need to ask, because you all know what it is. You know the LGBTQ don't win too far. You know they cutting these kids, they leaving trannies with scars. Why they pushing the gender, promoting sexual genders? I'm only rocking with Bruce, don't rock with no Caitlyn Jenner. Why they got pride shirts in the kids' clothing section? Why they trying to mess with the kids and give misconception? They manipulating minds and making evil impressions. Got the boys tucking out by time 18's got depression.
Forgiato, tell us about it. It's pretty amazing.
Man, it's pretty amazing. Thank you much for having us on here. Thank you for everybody who spoke and went and gotten a record. It's crazy. I mean, what world are we living in? They think they can play dress up with, you know, fifth and sixth graders wearing, you know, gay grooming clothes. I mean, it's just crazy to me. I'm almost speechless. It was one of the records I made when I walked in Target and saw it. And then we were in the studio later, and me and Jimmy were talking. We said, hey, we got to do something about this. I also did it with Bryson Gray. We did the Burn Balenciaga. It's like an ongoing thing that they're just pushing this agenda, right?
Jimmy, tell us your perspective. Did you expect the song to go this viral, this big, so quick?
So funny enough, I'm working on gospel music, and we're working on something together. So I was trying to stay away from, you know, going full force back into what I was doing already. And when I saw that Target collaborated with a Satanist, I was like, well, this is still the spiritual war. And, you know, if this is what I feel God is calling us to do. And, you know, the fact that it got to number one in so many countries and, you know, top the charts really shows that, one, this is what the majority wants. You know, we are the majority. We're silenced. They show us in the media like we're the minority, and they push all the satanic agendas on our children, on the masses. Like, they're the majority, but they're not. And God allowed this to be exalted for his glory. So that's how I
see it. Amen. So, you know, I want to read some headlines. If you go to Target here, the Target defenders in the media say that right-wing voices create hysteria and an obsession over Target. Now, let's be really clear. There's no hysteria, nor is there obsession. Instead, they played offense against us. They're just supposed to sell really cheap Chinese imported merchandise and keep their mouth shut. That's what Target does. Bring in a bunch of plastic that we don't need from China, steal a bunch of jobs, and that's it. We expect Target to be a CCP plastic dealer, right? That's what they've been, and we say, okay, we just roll our eyes. We don't expect them to all of a sudden go grooming our kids. So now their stock is down big time. And honestly, I'm thrilled to see it. People say, well, Charlie, you shouldn't wish suffering. Of course I want suffering against our political and spiritual enemies. Of course I do. The people that are grooming our kids, I don't wish them well. I don't want Target to succeed. So Forgiato, explain to us, now Target has gone down big time. Their stock is down. How should we continue? Should we keep the pressure on? Is there anything Target could do at this point to satisfy you?
No, not really. Not even a public apology, because I don't see anybody thinking that's in their right mind something they should be doing with children. Like, hey, if I would have went into Target and they would have had a pride section for adults, it wouldn't have been a big deal to me. I would have walked by it. But for children, it's a little crazy. And then all the companies are doing, don't you see? It's a new agenda. They're trying to sexualize children. You know, Kohl's just came out. You got Chick-fil-A doing the most right now. Like I said, Balenciaga earlier. I'm not sure. I just feel like some of these companies also are all coming out, because what if they're the only company that doesn't come out and do this? This is a crazy world we're living in. I think, you know, God spoke up here. We the people spoke up. We definitely hit a nerve in the American people. you know, our voices were heard and the song's going crazy.
So Jimmy, we're in a spiritual war, as you said. I want to read a headline from you. No, comma, Target isn't selling satanic children's clothes. They say this is disinformation. So they go through here, amid tax on the beleaguered. Oh, we have to feel sorry for them, beleaguered. They're a $100 billion company with 1,300 stores beleaguered. You know who's beleaguered? It is parents who are losing their kids to the trans agenda. That's who's beleaguered. Retail giant over its LGBTQ plus. Ah, they forgot it. See, they're insensitive. They forgot LGBTQIA. Bunch of bigots at the Associated Press. Merchandise for Pride Month. Social media users are circulating a set of synthetic images to claim Target is synthetic and to claim also selling a new line of children's clothes featuring satanic imagery. Hold on a second, Jimmy. Wasn't one of their designers an outward Satanist? What are the facts here? Because Associated Press is gaslighting us. What are the facts?
Yeah, their designer was actually an outward Satanist and had his own line, or whatever he goes by, had his own line that said, you know, Satan respects pronouns, Satan this, Satan that. And it was very blatant, and they still use his designs for other things. So, I mean, they can't really shut that down, and I doubt that they fired him or stopped using his other designs that didn't say Satan. And they're probably still in the stores right now. I know that some of the stores put the merch to the back of the store, but the problem is not that. It's that it's on children's clothing. We don't even care about it being on adult. Adult can choose whatever they want. That's between them and God, but it shouldn't be on the children's clothing.
And that really is the line. Right. And so I'm sure the audience reaction has been from parents. I just want to ever understand. This is the number one song on the planet right now on iTunes. Number one. There is a huge desire and a hunger and an appetite. So you have thoughts, Forgiato, on the children's aspect of this? Because that really is the line in the sand that we draw. Your thoughts.
I mean, the children aren't even able to speak for themselves anymore. They're just getting dressed up by, you know, being adopted or so what, the schools. Like these days, you know, people are just going into schools and the teachers are doing whatever they want to do these days and not even telling the parents. They're finding out, like, furries is like a new thing. I'm not sure if you heard about it, but one of my nephews, he was scratched in class and got kicked out because he threw a big fit the other day about it. And the teacher said, well, she's a furry and, you know, she identifies as a cat. I mean, you can't be teaching the children this type of stuff. It's crazy to me. So, I mean, I just think it's wild that they're able to get away with it and there's no issue. So it's good they're taking a hit, right? It's good that they're getting beat down for sexualizing children.
They're soon going to call us, and this is a technical term, a lycanthrophobe. Lycanthropy is the belief, a mental disorder in which a patient believes that they're a wolf or some other non-human animal. For those of us that know the scriptures, in the book of Daniel, actually King Nebuchadnezzar believed he was a wolf. It's a real thing in the Holy Scriptures. And you can look it up. If you like, lycanthropy is the belief that you are a werewolf. And this is a new thing. People are believing that they're species. Are you a phobe of that? This is where this thing ends up. I want to play this. Let's play the Benny video, and Denver, please play it.
Yeah.
Shoppers. There's a cleanup on every aisle. Target is targeting your kids. We got a Trump truck on a Trump truck.
I want everyone to see it watching. It's real love. I just love Forgiato's content. Like, it's real. It's real love.
Boycott Target, the number one song in America. No way conservatives could actually top the rap chart. You've never heard of Forgiato Blow. On this episode of The Benny Show, we're going to show you how conservatives are fighting back one boycott at a time.
Forgiato Blow is a Florida-based MAGA rapper. He's also the number one artist in America right now. His song Boycott Target is the top of the charts, number one song in all categories. He's beating Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs, and Taylor Swift in the charts right now.
Just feels like it's more than music now at this point.
Forgiato Blow is going to celebrate today by taking us to Target. How are we going to get there? The MAGA-mobile.
Really quick, Forgiato, Jimmy, final thoughts. Close it up.
Hey, real quick, thanks so much for the people speaking and people like you letting us come on here. I know you're out here fighting a good fight every day. We're fighting a good fight with the music. It's amazing. America, you know, we need to come together and we need to stand up for the children.
Jimmy, final thoughts.
Thank you to everybody that's been supporting us, everybody that went to the iTunes store, to Amazon to push this on. We're almost on the Billboard charts now, and everyone should know this is a spiritual war. Everything we do, we must give glory to God, and may he be exalted upon all of you, and the Holy Spirit spread to all of you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Keep it up, guys. Love the work. Come back on soon. Thank you so much. You know what? One of the things that I've actually started to enjoy watching, and any of you that need to relax or you need to de-stress, there is an amazing channel on Samsung TV. Bob Ross. Blake, do you know Bob Ross? No? Yes? Do you know who I'm talking about? The guy with the perm? Yeah, the painter. Daisy's going nuts. And I am like the least artistic person you could ever imagine. And it's just, I watch him and I marvel. That's how I am with the tech stuff. They're running around and they might as well just be painting a Monet. And again, Bob Ross, he's there and he's just so happy and he's so cheerful and he's a big believer. So entertaining. He starts with a completely blank canvas. And with, as he says, there's no mistakes, only happy accidents. The guy with unbelievable precision just paints these incredible landscapes. And in a 30-minute time, I'm just staring. I say, it is beyond my realm of comprehension. When people come up to me, they say, Charlie, how do you speak and all this? It's like, it comes naturally. And that is impressive. I got to tell you. So yeah, exactly. There's the picture right there of Bob Ross. He's a recipient of many memes right now. And so anyway, so there's so much story here. I do want to just mention, look, that we're seeing, in my personal opinion, finally some pushback to the pride stuff. Here's a really good question. Why this year and not last year? 2 years ago, you would have been called a hater if you would have pushed back against the pride stuff. And I think it all kind of comes together where you see Matt Walsh's film that Elon has now promoted. Voices like Matt Walsh, voices like ours, going to college campuses, asking the critical questions. I can say decisively, here's finally some good news. I know you're all fired up, debt ceiling, you want all sorts of... Let's just press pause really quick. Here's some good news. That the Overton window has moved significantly in the last year when it comes to the flagrant, outward, unnecessary celebration of a lifestyle, especially towards children. It is undoubtedly moved. And let me just make sure we understand, and this is Blake's excellent point, the plumbing of this. Is it the plumbing? What do you mean? We now have the infrastructure now to be able to talk about it. If Elon had not liberated Twitter, if we did not have a place to speak freely, would we have been able to move the Overton window as effectively the last 6 months on the gender mutilation of children? Elon Musk has now come out and he said, I am going to push for the ending of the medical mutilation of kids. Just so you know, 2 years ago, a friend of mine and great governor, Christine Noem, was afraid to sign a bill protecting female sports. She corrected that error to her credit. Asa Hutchinson comes out and he tells us that in the spirit of Ronald Reagan and Barry Goldwater, that he doesn't want to sign the prohibition on the medical mutilation of kids. Everybody, the movement has changed significantly. Now, I'm in the process of writing my next book, and we've been brainstorming this collaboratively, and the team brought up a great point, which is one of the things that the left is very good at is they keep up the irritant pressure on lawmakers and corporations. Stay in your cage, conservatives, or else I'm going to call you a racist, or else I'm going to call you a homophobe. I'm going to call you a transphobe. I'm going to call you a lycanthrophobe, which means you're afraid of people who think they're werewolves. People are saying, no, I'm not going to stay in my cage. Yeah, we're going to be peaceful, but I'm not going to buy Target anymore. It's not going to happen. If you read, look, I read the papers, right? Today, I didn't get a chance to read it as much because we had a Chinese fire drill going on. But reading the papers, all of a sudden, the corporations, they're saying that they don't understand that pride is no longer an advantage. Once seen as an easy way to gain customers, is now seen as a disadvantage. look, there's so much work to do. I'm not going to say, oh, we've won back the country. No, but this is a great sign, everybody. This is a sign that what we are doing is starting to work. If we make focused arguments, if we make agreed upon consensus that you don't go after children, if you build things based on eternal principles, like the nuclear family, things can change for the better. We have the Democrats on defense. And yes, to the great point, alternative media, over-the-top media, Rav, Twitter, Rumble, podcasting, Megyn Kelly show, Matt Walsh show, you're not getting this on the cable news boxes. They might tap dance around the edges, but they're not getting into the specific horrific details. In fact, many of the cable news channels are celebrating Pride Month. They're running PSAs. Happy Pride Month. Don't you know that it's Pride Month? Obligatory Pride Month. You know, in fact, one of the cable news channels, they come out and they say that it's beautiful that kids are transitioning. No, it's a PSA that they're running. But you, the regular people, say, oh, forget it. We're not going to do that anymore. Shareholders are beginning to push back. There is finally a check and a balance for promoting the Alphabet Mafia agenda. I think our previous guest said it well. My temperament is, if you're an adult, I don't approve of a certain lifestyle. I'm not overly interested at all in policing people's private behaviors or imagination. I'm not. I have very strong opinions on marriage being one man and one woman. I have very strong opinions on what I consider to be a virtuous lifestyle. But my temperament is largely what I think most of the country is, which is live and let live. But that's over with. Now it's live and let us rule. It's going after kids. That whole program has been obliterated and has been for quite some time. So many stories to talk about. We don't have time to get into all of them. But I will end this week with some promising news. That a year ago, people were afraid to question the Pride thing. The U.S. Navy has retreated. Target is collapsing. Normal, ordinary, everyday people. By the way, of all different backgrounds. You want to talk about the Black community? And I have so much love for the Black community. They are so fed up with this trans thing. They want to reject white liberal academia wokeism from their communities. It could be a real major attack vector.